reality, nirvana, just the way you are right now. Do not think about it. If you think about it, you spoil it. Just the way you are at this moment. You are pure intelligence. Absolute reality. You are the unborn. But every time a thought comes into your mind, you spoil it. When you first wake up, those few seconds between getting up, waking up, just before you wake up, that's when you are in your true state. You just open your eyes and you haven't thought of a single thought yet. That lasts a few seconds. Think about that time. Don't you really feel good in those few seconds before you start thinking about the day's activities? That's reality. Try to catch yourself tomorrow morning. As soon as you open your eyes, before your thought comes, that is your true state, and that is what you are. Forget about your problems. There is a power that knows how to take care of everything for you, if you allow it to. You have to allow it to. You have to surrender your ego, your pride, your concepts, your opinions, your questions, your answers. Everything has to be surrendered. Then the power works of its own volition. A great master said, take no thought of what you should eat, or what you should wear, or where you should go, but seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things shall be added unto you. It's the same thing. But how often do you take thought? Most people take thought every moment. You're always thinking, worrying, trying to correct something, trying to figure it out. That's what keeps you from the kingdom of heaven. So what do you do? Nothing. You do not try to fix anything. You do not even try to change. You simply become yourself, just the way you really are. You leave the world alone. You leave things alone. You leave people alone. So you say, how can I exist? I have to go to work. I have to mix with people. I have to make decisions. Have no fear. You will do all those things. But it will be different. You will understand totally that you are not the doer. your body came to this earth to do something, and it will do its job. You have absolutely nothing to do with it. Stop fighting. Stop trying to make things happen. Keep your mind on yourself. What do I mean when I say, keep your mind on yourself? Your real self is your heart. Not your human heart, but your spiritual heart. Your heart is God. Keep your mind stayed on God in your heart. If you want to use your imagination to begin with, you can image a sphere of white light in your heart on the right side of your chest. Your spiritual heart, and allow all your thoughts to merge into your heart. In other words, do not allow your thoughts to go outward. When your thoughts go outward, conditions take place. When you keep your thoughts in your heart, centered, all of a sudden, you find peace, pure happiness. It comes by itself. We have to allow the power that we don't understand to take care of us. This mysterious power knows what your needs are. I recall when I first saw a picture of Ramana Maharshi in my teens, and I had to go to India to see him. I had no idea why. I didn't have the funds. A couple of months later, my aunt died and left me $14,000. And I left my family and went to India. I don't know why. And it's been like this all of my life. So I've learned to surrender my wants, my desires, my ego to the power that knows the way. And this power will always carry you on a stream of blessedness to your highest good, if you allow it. But you have to become humble, and you have to let go of it. You do this by the methods we teach. Through self-inquiry and becoming the witness. This is called satsang. Talking as much as I do. And just answering questions. And talking back and forth. So let's do that now. Express your ideas, ask questions.